Shula Martin has the business news.
Thanks, Sonia. GE Healthcare is investing $138 million in its facility in Cork, where they'll be manufacturing contrast media. Global demand for iodine-based imaging agents used in X-ray and CT scans, and it's expected to double in the next decade. The sod will be turned on the site at Carrigtwohill by Taoiseach Micheál Martin today. We're joined from Cork by Kevin O'Neill, CEO of GE Healthcare's Pharmaceutical Diagnostics. Good morning.
Good morning.
Can you begin by telling us a bit more about contrast media? What are they used for and why is demand for the imaging agents growing globally?
Yeah, no, thanks. Look, these are pharmaceuticals everyone may not have heard of, but they make a huge impact to patients every day around the world to enhance medical imaging. So if you've ever had a CT scan or an MRI scan, these agents, what they enable the clinicians to do, if you're being diagnosed for heart disease or studies for cancer or getting ready for interventional surgery, they enable the clinician to see a much clearer image of maybe your arteries or the organs they're looking at that enables a much clearer and better diagnosis. And just to give some sense of scale, I mean, over 100 million patients a year are diagnosed using one of these imaging agents. So that's four patients every second, just to give a indication of how widely used these products are.
And at the new facility, you'll be able to manufacture another 25 million patient doses per year. Where will the doses manufactured in Cork be exported to?
Yeah, today, look, we're exporting, we already manufacture 50 million doses a day, a year from our Cork facility. And we're exporting to over 80 countries across the world, particularly in Europe, the Middle East, the Americas, and out to Asia. And look, just with the growing demand, this incremental 25 million units is going to enable us to continue to serve patients as we see this demand growing in the years to come.
Now, you export to the Americas. GE Healthcare is a US health technology company. Now that President Donald Trump is in office, will that influence where you invest in future?
Look, we're an international company and we have a broad manufacturing footprint across the world. We're investing heavily in the United States in radiopharmaceutical manufacturing. And today we're announcing this investment in Cork in Ireland. And Cork has been an excellent location for us. We've been here for over since 1993. We've got a fantastic team of 700 colleagues on site. We've got great access to global markets. So it was made sense for us to, when it came to contrast media, that Cork was the place we were investing.
But did you mull over the decision to expand in Cork when Trump was elected president?
We've been looking at this decision for many, many years. I mean, you don't make a decision to invest $132 million, $138 million, you know, in a few days. We've been looking at our global footprint. Cork is the right place for fill and finish manufacturing for our contrast media. As I said, we're also investing heavily in the United States with our partners in radiopharmaceutical manufacturing. So, you know, as a global company, you have to have a global footprint for manufacturing that can meet the needs of your customers around the world.
Now, President Trump is he saber-rattling when it comes to tariffs. If he introduces them in Europe, what impact would that have on the company?
Yeah, look, we're an international company. We've been navigating the global landscape in terms of tariffs for many, many years. And, you know, we'll be adapting to any changes that take place within whether it's the United States or any other country around the world.
When will construction begin in Cork and when will the facility be built and operating?
Yeah, so we'll be turning the first sod today. We've got all the approvals for the construction. So construction will start pretty much immediately. We expect to be up and running by the end of 2027 and shipping product from the site in early 2028. So really excited for the team and really excited to be able to get on and do that.
And it sounds like specialist work. Will existing staff make the product or do you plan to hire?
No, so in the short term, look, we'll be adding, there'll be about 250 additional jobs in just in terms of construction over the next 3 years. We're investing in a state-of-the-art facility, a lot of automation, a lot of technology going into that. And what it's really going to enable us to do is really protect the jobs, the 700 jobs we have at the site today, but also to develop and invest not just in technology, but also in our people to develop, you know, our colleagues to run that plant of the future, really upskill our colleagues and be ready to meet the challenges of manufacturing in the years to come.
So future-proofing the business in Cork.
Absolutely.
Kevin O'Neill, CEO of GE Healthcare Pharmaceutical Diagnostics. Thank you very much for joining us on the programme.